You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
I must prepare you, this is a real groaner. But the story is told about a fortune teller, a man of small stature, maybe like Zacchaeus, who was in prison and one night escaped from the prison. The next day, the headline in the local newspaper was "Small Medium at Large." I warned you. From his prison cell, John the Baptist sent his disciples to inquire of Jesus, "Are you the one, or should we be looking for another?" Now, why would John, the one sent by God to prepare the way for the Messiah, not be able to tell whether Jesus was the one or not? Was John having some second thoughts or doubts about who Jesus was? Maybe indeed he was. For like John, like most everyone else, John was looking for a different kind of Messiah. When John made his first appearance of this Advent season of last Sunday's Gospel, we heard him say to the one who is coming, his winnowing fan will be in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn in unquenchable fire. John indeed seemed to be looking for one who would separate the good from the bad, punishing the wicked and rewarding the good, and maybe someone who would get him out of jail. But this was not what Jesus was doing. Rather, he was comforting the downtrodden, healing the sick, forgiving sinners, touching lepers, giving sight to the blind, and proclaiming the good news to the poor and outcast. This apparently was not what John was expecting or looking for. So being the fiery and bold one, he sent messengers to ask Jesus point blank, should we be looking for someone else? Like John the Baptist, we too may sometimes find ourselves looking for someone who fits our preconceived image of what we think the Messiah should be like, rather than searching for the Jesus in the Scriptures. We too might sometimes prefer a Messiah who comes to condemn the wicked and vindicate the righteous. But as James reminds us in today's second Scripture reading, we must be patient until the coming of the Lord. Certainly there will be a day of judgment and vindication. But until that final day comes, like Jesus, our role now as his church, the body of Christ, is not one of judgment and condemnation, but rather is one of proclaiming the good news of God's love, God's compassion, God's peace, and God's healing. Pope Francis called this in his first apostolic exhortation to us, the joy of the gospel. This third Sunday of Advent has traditionally been referred to as Gaudete Sunday, a Latin term which means to rejoice. Indeed, we do have reason to rejoice, for the one who comes at Bethlehem comes not to condemn us in the midst of our sinfulness, but rather comes as the light to free us from the darkness through his compassion and mercy. And so let us be reminded on this Gaudete Sunday that we must always seek to be a hopeful and joyful people, rejoicing in this good news, which we are all called to proclaim in word and in deed to all people. Certainly we all find this a very hectic time this season, anxious about a long list of things that we still want to get done before Christmas. But let us make sure that we don't forget the reason for this season. Let us seek in every way to share the joy of this good news of the coming of our compassionate and merciful Messiah, especially with those most in need, those who may be neglected, those who are forgotten, the lonely, the outcast, and yes, the imprisoned. Like Jesus, as Pope Francis himself always reminds us, we too must not be looking for people to condemn, judge, or criticize, but rather we must be looking for people to forgive, to help, to affirm, and to serve. This is the kind of Messiah that many, including John the Baptist, were not expecting. Let us be freed from this notion of Messiah that can imprison our spirits so that we can be good news for others and bring to them the hope and the joy of the season so that they too might come to believe that God is good all the time. All the time.